Chapter 10. Happy Endings. The rest of the summer passed without any surprises. John, Leo, Richie and I spent the time together and just had fun. In September, school started again, and all my adventures were soon forgotten. When Thanksgiving arrived, our family had a big dinner with my aunt, uncle, and cousins from Boston. It was a happy time. Then, in the middle of the meal, the phone rang. Mom ran to answer it. "Hello?" she said, and then there was silence for a short time. "Really?" she shouted suddenly. We all watched her curiously. Why was she so excited? "That's wonderful," she said. "Yes, thank you so much." Mom put the phone down and came back to the table. "You'll never guess what happened," she said. We all waited. "That was Captain Deering," she continued. "The investigation took a long time, but they finally discovered that the Devlin grandson was hiding drug money in the old boathouse. That's why he was so angry when he found you there." "My friends were always talking about hidden treasure," I said. "But they were thinking about the grandfather's money, not the grandson's." "You won't believe where he hid it," Mom said. "It was in a secret panel of wood next to the window." I remembered the big dirty window. "That's incredible," I said. "Yes, it is," said Mom with a big smile. "But you haven't heard the best news of all." "So tell us," I said. "Well, there was so much drug money," Mom explained, "that each of you boys is going to get $1,000 for helping the investigation. Captain Deering is going to call Leo and Richie's parents, too." We all started talking at the same time. We were so excited. After dinner, I called Leo and Richie. Their families were also celebrating. It was the best Thanksgiving of my life. With my money, I bought a new computer and spent many hours working and playing on it. The year passed very quickly, and soon we were packing again for another summer vacation in our cabin at Silver Lake. This time, packing was much easier, because the cabin was already a real home. During that year, Devlin's house was sold, and a family moved in. So when we arrived at Silver Lake, we were happy to see a much nicer house next to our cabin. The house had curtains at the window, and there was a new, clean boathouse. There were also some children playing in the yard, two little girls and a boy the same age as John. Mom soon became friends with the new neighbors. In the afternoon, I went for a swim. From the water, I could see the new boathouse and the cement platform with red and pink flowers and white beach chairs. It was very different. Richie and Leo arrived a week later. "No more adventures for us, huh?" Richie said. Leo and I looked at each other. "No way," we said. That summer, we finally had water skiing lessons. We also went fishing, swam, and played badminton. John was busy with Jeff, the son of the new neighbors, and we both had a great summer. There weren't any more Devlins, dead or alive. Silver Lake didn't have any more secrets. The mystery was solved, and we were happy and safe at last.